So, happening around town, the Janelle Homan Color Me Happy Walk and 5K Color Run right around the corner. Support local mental health services. Joining us from NAMI, Hancock County, Larissa Herbert, Abby Will. Thank you both for dropping by today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Beautiful, beautiful morning. Hopefully we have a day kind of like this for the walk and the 5K. This is on May 11th. First of all, give us the details on the event here.
Yes, the walk is Saturday, May 11th at Riverside Park. Registration starts at 9 a.m. The race starts at 10 a.m. And it's not too late to register.
How do folks do that?
Yes, head on over to NAMIHancockCounty.org to register. If you register by May 8th, you do receive a free t-shirt.
Okay.
And we're excited. Adults are $30, children ages 6 to 12 are $20, and children 5 and under are free.
Okay, so, and it's the same price for the walk and the 5K?
Yes, yep, right? It's all in
okay.
One.
All in one. So this is a little bit different than your standard 5K, your standard walk.
Yes.
The color is what makes
yes.
it different. This is the extra added layer.
The
here.
Exciting part.
The fun part.
So for those who have not done this before, explain what's going to happen here.
Yeah. So as people work through the race, there's going to be different color stations set throughout the race. So as you come through, you will get covered ideally in a like cornstarch based color.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you're finished with the race, you are beautifully tie-dyed, and it's just a really good time.
I mean,
I always love when the kids and the dogs come through and they're also fully colored.
As we mentioned, the idea here is to highlight and support mental health services within the community, NAMI and others. Talk a little bit about that support or that aspect of it.
Yeah. So all the proceeds from the 5K, they come right back to Hancock County here, to NAMI Hancock County. And this is like our biggest like fundraising event of the year. So this is what kind of one of the main events that keeps all of our services free. We do support, education, and advocacy. You can drop in for support. We run various support groups. Education, we could do various classes on a wide variety of topics around mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And then advocacy, we're always out there advocating, trying to make sure that we've got the best mental health policies and practices in place. And so this event just helps keep all of those events free to our community.
So that's what I was going to ask. For those who are not familiar with the operation of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Hancock County,
yes.
Talk a little bit about what you do and the importance of those services within the community.
Yeah. So I kind of view our role in the community as almost like a little bit of gap filler, right? So people may be connected to a therapist. They may have some awesome mental health supports in their own lives, or they may be looking to just better educate themselves on how they can support a loved one that's struggling with mental health. And so we provide just a place that people can drop in. They can educate themselves on mental health. We don't do therapy or anything like that. But we kind of just try to provide people with all the tools that they need to be the most successful in their recovery and to help their family members support them in that.
And as you mentioned, a big part of what you do involves outreach.
Yes. Yes. If you've been at any of the resource fairs in town, you've probably met Deb or one of our lovely volunteers. She is quite a ray of sunshine. So we try to be out in the community just so people know that we're there and we're there to help. And you know, we're a great resource that if mental health is such an overwhelming thing, so if you're just not quite sure where to turn, what to do next, that we're there for you. We can help support you through that process.
And something that we have talked about many times with respect to mental health issues, removing the stigma within the community.
Absolutely.
And improving understanding among the general public about what this is and what it isn't.
Right. Because, I mean, there's so many rumors and myths that go around. And, I mean, as science has changed and evolved and everything, we've got so much more research to better understand the brain. I mean, it's such a complicated organ, you know, that, I mean, it's crucial to our functioning, right? But, you know, it's not like with like diabetes or something like that, where you can just do a quick like blood test and, oh, you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more just complicated and nuanced than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just try to talk about that and talk about like, I mean, like you mentioned, what mental health is and what it's not.
And the recognition that it is an illness first. I mean, you have a respiratory illness or you have a heart illness and you have a mental illness.
Yes.
And this is, you know, just another illness.
Right. Absolutely. And I mean, to that point that people do recover, people can get better. This isn't, you know, I always joke that it's not a death sentence. Mm-hmm. You know, plenty of people live with mental health every day and lead very like productive, meaningful, happy lives. So that's what we're all about.
The Color Me Happy Walk and 5K, as we mentioned, is coming up on May 11th, the biggest fundraiser of the year for this. So is there a goal for the fundraising?
Yes, we're looking to raise $30,000.
So that's the goal.
That's the goal.
So that would take a lot of people out there to walk and to run. And again, this is at Riverside. Tell people how to sign up once again.
Yes, again, go to NamiHancockCounty.org to register. The race truly is a colorful event that's surely to brighten your day.
We've got a link on. Oh, and by the way, also looking for volunteers. As well, can you use volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers, either for this event or, you know, if anyone is looking to volunteer in any capacity, we try to put you to work however you would like to be put to work. So,
we've got a link up on our webpage for more information about the walk itself, and if you want to learn more about what NAMI does within the community, you can check that out online as well. Larissa Herbert and Abby Will with NAMI. Again, the Color Me Happy Walk and 5K is coming up on May the 10th.
May
11th. May 11th. 10 a.m. on May 11th.
Yes.
I would mess that up. Ladies, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We hope to see everyone there.